This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India's economic growth is now recognized globally and the country is growing at a growth range of 6-8%. He said this growth story is driven by four key pillars: investment in social, digital and physical infrastructure, inclusive growth, and a strong focus on manufacturing. Addressing the Uttar Pradesh Japan Investment Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said investment is an important part of the country's growth journey, with India investing around $130 billion every year.
We have been growing at a very sustained pace of 6-8% growth band, with moderate under control inflation, with very good balance sheet, and making sure that the entire country grows together. This is possible because of the four pillars of our growth story: investment in social, digital and physical infrastructure.
The Enforcement Directorate or ED has conducted searches at 10 premises in Rampur and Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh and Delhi in connection with a money laundering investigation involving the Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar Trust and Muhammad Ali Johar University in Rampur. The ED said the searches were carried out under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. It added the investigation relates to the alleged diversion of government contract funds through private contractors and their subsequent use, including for creation of assets for the university or the trust. The ED said that the searches were aimed at tracing the alleged proceeds of crime and recovering financial records, documents and digital evidence related to the diversion and utilization of government funds. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has today embarked on an official visit to Singapore with a ministerial delegation to participate in the fourth India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable. The delegation comprised External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Union Minister of State for Electronics and IT, Jitin Prasad. Established in 2022, the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable is a key high-level economic mechanism between India and Singapore. It provides a platform to review progress and explore new areas of collaboration across six pillars, including advanced manufacturing, connectivity, digitalization, healthcare and medicine, skill development and sustainability. In Jammu and Kashmir, in view of the prevailing adverse weather conditions, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board has temporarily suspended fresh registration for the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi pilgrimage as a precautionary measure. The pilgrims who have already completed their registration and possess valid RFID cards are being permitted to proceed with the pilgrimage. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan on his arrival in the country for the fourth India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable being held tomorrow. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar informed that he later joined Mr. Balakrishnan in laying the foundation stone of the new Chancery Complex of the High Commission of India in Singapore. The minister expressed confidence that the complex will reflect the new era of India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership and further strengthen services for the Indian diaspora. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% lower in the afternoon session today. The Sensex dropped 315 points to 76,921, while the Nifty shed 97 points to 24,058 when reports last came in. In hockey, Indian men's team will face arch rivals Pakistan in a crucial Pool D encounter of the AFIH World Cup at the Wagenaar Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, the Netherlands, today. The match will start at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both teams will battle for a place in the next round. India is currently on 3 points from two matches. On the other hand, Indian women's team produced a dominant 6-1 victory against South Africa in the second group stage match of the AFIH World Cup at the Wagenaar Hockey Stadium last evening. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the mixed doubles event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.